Hello, my friend, and welcome to Molly's Mornings. Happy spring equinox. I am Molly Williams, and I am so overjoyed to be here with you today. This is one of my favorite times of the entire year. It is such an honor to practice with you. I also have a lot of practices coming up on my own app, Wild Minds, because we have Aries season, the end of the astrological year. We have a lot going on, and I have practices for each of these things so that you can go deeper and work with the energy of this time. It is so, so powerful. I will leave all of the details on Wild Minds in the show notes. There is a 3-day free trial, so never feel obligated. It's there. If it feels good to you, I would love to support you as always. But for now, let's jump into this beautiful equinox practice and time together. As always, finding a position or seat that feels good to you. There are no rules. You can go for a walk, you can lay down. I want you to just be. Just be here in this time together. Closing the eyes and starting to feel the energy of spring. Maybe you can imagine the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds. Maybe you can feel that warm wind, the promise and potential of so much to come. I want you to ground in this connection to the spring energy. This is such a special time. If you haven't closed the eyes already, and that's available to you, powering down, going within, going home. And gently, with love, starting to focus on the breath, taking some big, beautiful breaths in through the nose, letting something go with the exhale. Can you soften? Can you release? Landing even more in this present moment together. Sighing with the exhale, leaving the past in the past. Just being here now. And gently, again with love, starting to reflect on the past few months. Aquarius season, Pisces season maybe, the January and February energy. Starting to think about all of the lessons that you have learned, the fears that you have uncovered, maybe the doubt. Thinking about all of the healing that has taken place over the winter months, the self-discovery. I'll be quiet as you reflect for a moment. In society, we celebrate the new year on January 1st. We move into this year with manifestations, dreams, vision boards, and goals. But it's winter for a lot of us. It's dark. It's a time of turning inward, of deep reflection, of shadow. But we feel this call to manifest, to bloom, to grow, to take on the world. And this can reveal a lot to us as we pursue and we focus. The true end of the astrological year happens with the spring equinox. It is now the new year as we welcome in Aries season. So you may feel more connected in this very moment to that new beginning. You may feel more connected here and now to your dreams. Coming out of winter, you have received a lot of lessons, a lot of growth, revelations maybe, that have pointed you in a certain direction moving forward. And now it is time to shed the old, to let go of that energy with a sense of gratitude for all that it revealed. It's time to clean, to declutter, to welcome the new beginning. Giving yourself space in this moment to think about this shift. And think about everything that you want to leave behind now. The energy that you want to shed. I'll be quiet again. The spring equinox is a time that invites magic, miracles, possibilities. It is a time of balance in which the light and the dark are restored to equilibrium again. So you may start to feel more balanced yourself. This healing, alignment. Spring is known for its fertility. The world is coming alive again. And while we think of fertility as welcoming life, we can also welcome our dreams birth our ideas, step into our potential. This is the time in which we are very clear on what we want to plant, what we want to manifest, knowing that the spring and summer seasons will allow us to bloom, that our manifestations will find the light. So taking this moment, this opportunity, with clarity and knowing, to think about what seeds of manifestation you want to plant, that you want to focus on over the next two seasons. How do you want to bloom? I'll be quiet again as you reflect. The spring energy is all about love, all about beauty, compassion, and acceptance. It is this time of balance that invites us to have gratitude for where we were, where we are, and where we are going. So taking a moment here to find acceptance for the journey, for the healing, for the lessons, the growth, coming out of winter now, having a grateful heart for the darkness and the light that you had within you all along that kept you going, that kept shining through, giving yourself space to appreciate and accept the journey of your life. Taking a deep breath in, feeling this cleansing and clearing energy. Exhaling, shedding the old, letting go, welcoming this new beginning, this beautiful new beginning. I would love to support you in this new season. I have practices on Aries season, Venus and Pisces, the end of the astrological year, the new astrological year. I will be talking about all of it and sharing meditations to support you and your dreams. This is your chapter of blooming, and I would love to be there for you. All of the details will be in the show notes on my own app, Wild Minds, where we can go deeper and I can cheer you on. But for now, let's bring the palms together in prayer position to seal in this spring energy. May you be well, my friend. May you have the love and light of support around you. And may you be peaceful and share that peace with the world. This has been such a joy. Happy, happy spring. I'm Molly Williams. This is Molly's Mornings. Thank you so much for being here.